a new year, and people are making resolutions to lose weight and get in shape. For many folks, those resolutions are pretty tough to keep up. Santa Monica City Council is now considering adding an extra hurdle on the road to wellness, regulating outdoor fitness. After neighborhood complaints about there being too much exercise in the parks, the council is set to vote on how to regulate fitness instructors this spring.
Palisades Park is a public park, and doing commercial enterprise in a public park or a public facility really should have regulations around it. The recommendation is to limit private trainers for compensation.
So any classes over two people, they're trying to ban it. And also they're trying to impose an additional 15% fee for all the trainers. Mm-hmm. So we're paying for business license, permit, insurance, and we're paying city tax every year. So on top of that, we got to pay an extra 15%.
Sonky Hong has been training clients here for over a decade. I tried his boot camp to see what all the fuss was about. Yeah, there were a lot of people working out here, but they hardly seemed disruptive.
My booty is going to write you a handwritten letter, and it's not going to be nice.
You're going to feel good tomorrow morning. You know, we haven't had any complaints, and you know, I have lifelong clients that I've been training for many, many years, so they're trying to take that away.
Do you live around here?
Yeah.
Are they ever too loud or disruptive?
Never.
So you see them often. Now, do you know they're trying to ban these outdoor classes?
No.
Yeah.
That's crazy. What's a park for?
And the stores are here. Everything is close by. It's very convenient. You know, people are open and friendly and nice.
And it's a park. It's not a museum. This is what people should be doing with their outdoor spaces. How long have you been working with Sonky?
7 years.
And how do you feel about the council in Santa Monica trying to shut down these outdoor fitness classes?
I think it's a big mistake.
You're going to be 84 next month.
January 7th, I will be 84. Yes, I will be. This is what keeps me young, doing Sonky's boot camp. He doesn't cut up the grass. He doesn't make noise. He doesn't have loud music.
I didn't notice any problems with the grass either, but there has been some concern about physical damage to the parks.
Damage to the turf and other amenities in the park, attaching exercise equipment to the trees, light poles, and various other amenities in the parks.
Now, if the city planned to channel the 15% of the trainers' hard-earned profits into repairing the so-called damage, I still wouldn't like it, but I'd understand it. Yet this does not seem to be the case.
It would go into the general fund. We don't have specific funds that we put revenue in.
So how do you feel about the city of Santa Monica reaching in and taking 15% of your profits?
Well, I'm not really happy about it. They should try to really work with small businesses like me instead of trying to make it harder for me to survive.
You would think that the government would want people working out.
Absolutely. Right now we have 2/3 of Americans who are overweight.
Exercising freely is not the issue. Any of these regulations would not preclude an individual or a group of friends from going to the park and taking a jog. Running a commercial business in our parks is really what the issue is.
But this is a public park. It's for the public. The city council should not get to decide what activities are allowed, regardless of whether or not money is changing hands.
Okay. Do you think it'll force some of the trainers who are cooperating to go out of business?
It'll definitely be tougher for people, other trainers to survive.
What would happen to some of your clients if they stopped working out? Would they be great big fat people?
They would, put on weight.